Impeachment, GOP says Mayorkas helped kill 1,700 migrants. By Neil Monroe on June 16, 2023. Republican legislators are spotlighting the record number of dead migrants found on U.S. soil. But they are silent about the many migrants who have been killed south of the border by President Joe Biden's easy migration policy. This suffering and death, on the border, falls squarely on the shoulders of the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, a man who has been derelict in his duty. Representative Mark Green, RTN, the GOP chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security Committee, said. More than 1,700 migrants have died on U.S. soil while trying to enter the country illegally on Mayorkas's watch. People he encouraged to make the journey, Green said on June 14 as he opened a hearing to begin investigating Mayorkas for an impeachment vote. Democrats and their media allies are silent about Mayorkas's documented death toll. This cooperative silence comes after Democrats and their media allies filled the nation's airwaves with emotional lamentations about how then-President Donald Trump temporarily separated several thousand migrants from their children in 2017. In 2023, however, the evidence suggests that Democrats Biden and Mayorkas have killed far more migrants than were temporarily separated by Trump's deputies in 2017. Republicans should include the foreigners' distant deaths in their impeachment of Mayorkas. Tom Homan, a former acting chief of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, told a GOP hearing in February 2023. He continued, "It's not just migrants but U.S. citizens. That needs to be the overshadow of why this administration needs to be held accountable and why the secretary needs to be impeached. Massive amounts of people are dying, not just migrants, but U.S. citizens too." Green provided a few extra details in his June 14 report on the costs of Mayorkas policies. The report is titled Causes, Costs, and Consequences: Why Secretary Mayorkas Must Be Investigated for His Border Crisis. Under Mayorkas' leadership, CBP has stopped recording the number of migrants found dead on U.S. soil. But in fiscal year 2021, FY21, the last year for which CBP produced the data, Border Patrol reported 568 dead migrants found at the southwest border, nearly double the 254 discovered in FY20. In FY22, the number jumped to 853, per reporting from the New York Post. The report ends by saying, "This is about right and wrong, and whether a cabinet secretary has followed the law, upheld his oath, and been faithful to the public trust. These are questions we have a duty and responsibility to answer." But even the United Nations admits that Biden's death toll is far higher than the number of bodies found along the U.S. border. More than 1,238 lives have been lost during migration in the North, Central, and South Americas in 2021. Among them, at least 51 children, said a 2022 statement by the United Nations Institute of Migration. At least 728 of these deaths occurred on the United States-Mexico border crossing, making this the deadliest land crossing in the world, the IOM statement said. Breitbart News has sketched out the massive death toll caused by Mayorkas's offer of access to Americans' jobs and homes. The greatest number of deaths was among the roughly 130,000 migrants who crossed the Darien Gap's Crude Mountain Trail in 2021. Some estimates say 10%, or 13,000 migrants, died trying to reach Mayorkas's border invite. But nobody has an accurate estimate for the number of deaths in the Darien Gap because the bodies disappear in the jungle or get washed down rivers to the sea. Todd Bensman, a field investigator at the Center for Immigration Studies, said. "There'd be 50 migrants camped on a riverbank and a flash flood would take half of them out to sea. So nobody counted those because they never had bodies to count. Then they've got all the skeletons out there of unidentified people. So nobody knows. But everybody who goes in there sees somebody die and/or the bodies." Many more migrants died in 2022, as Mayorkas quietly built safer trails to help more migrants get through the jungle. In September, CNN's Ray Sanchez slipped this horror story into a report. The couple, Pedro Luis Torrealba, and his wife said they started the roadless crossing on the border between Colombia and Panama, the deadly Darien Gap, with more than 60 other migrants, Torrealba said outside the parish house on Thursday night. Only 22 completed the trek across the 60 miles of jungle and steep mountains, he said. Some fell from cliffs, others were swept away by floodwaters. The stories we have heard from those who have crossed the Darien Gap attest to the horrors of this journey. Giuseppe Loprete, the Panama manager for the International Organization for Migration, IOM, said in a January 2023 statement. Many have lost their lives or gone missing, while others come out of it with significant health issues, both physical and mental, he added. There were two images of his treacherous journey north that he couldn't get out of his head. Albinson Linners from Telemundo.com said about a Venezuelan migrant named Johan Torres. The first was how a migrant, person who resisted a robbery in Mexico was killed with a machete. The other happened in the jungle, when he saw a man leave behind his young daughter, waist deep in mud. He left her there, lying in the mud and crying. And I couldn't do anything because I was dying of exhaustion. But I can't forget that, he said with tears in his eyes. Many are dying in 2023, including 39 killed in a bus chartered by Mayorkas's deputies in Panama. Mayorkas and his allies want to import more poor, diverse migrants for economic and equity reasons amid abundant evidence of the huge pocketbook and civic damage caused to blue-collar and white-collar Americans and their communities. Related, DHS Chief Mayorkas refuses to recognize cost of illegal immigration to American citizens. Green's report on Mayorkas lists many of the harms caused or worsened by Biden's policy. For example, it notes the massive death toll among ordinary Americans caused by the cartel's ability to distribute drugs throughout the United States. Approximately 107,000 Americans died from drug overdoses in 2021, with more than 70,000 of those caused by fentanyl poisoning, compared to 36,359 fentanyl deaths in 2019.124 in 2021. More Americans died from fentanyl poisoning than died in auto and gun-related incidents combined. In Texas, fentanyl deaths rose 89% from 2020 to 2021. The 107,000 Americans were almost equal to the 112,000 Americans who were killed fighting the Japanese from 1941 to 1945.